And if you get rid of all the, what do you have to do to, what do you call it when you get rid of all the bushes and trees? You do what?
You clear ground.
Mm-hmm. And, what would you call the old dry dead grass that's left on the ground in the spring? Or
the stubble.
The stubble. What would you call the second cutting of clover or grass? Got a name for that?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a crop that wasn't planted?
Volunteer.
Volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remind me to tell you a joke later about that. I've got a couple of jokes I'll tell you about that. We talked about wheats later.
Oh,
wheat.
Tea.
What?
About volunteer.
Oh, yeah.
The joke.
No, I'll have to get it on there, though. You said wheat is tied up into a what?
Bundle.
Mm-hmm. And the bundled are piled up into a...
A stack.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a good yield, you might say we raised 40 what to an acre? 40.
40 bushels.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. What do you have to do to oats to separate the grain from the...
You winnow.
Do what now?
Winnow.
I never heard that. Anything else?
Fan. Mm-hmm.
Will you describe that process to me?
Well, I was thinking about winnowing, get the chaff away from the grain itself. Well, now I'm thinking in terms of when my mother would winnow dry peas.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be pieces of pea shells or hulls there, and they would be dry, the peas would be dry. You go outside and you shake them on the screen and the wind would blow or winnow away the chaff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever thrash them?
Yes.
Is that the same thing?
What I'm thinking of would be getting the last bits of chaff out in wintering, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And thrashing would be beaten, and the chaff would fall in with the seeds, wouldn't it, or the grain. I'm not quite sure on that.
I don't know much about oats at all. In fact, I
don't know a whole lot about oats. I was just thinking in terms of dried.
Are they grown here?
Not too much.
I didn't think
not for dry. And not for seed purposes. That usually they would be, grazing. Mm-hmm. You know, for cattle. That's why they were green.
I've never known anyone who grew them, so I don't know. Ask you a few other questions like this. It's something that we had to do today, just the two of us. We'll say we'll have to do it, or you'd say what? Or let me put it this way. Say that you and another man have to do some work, and when you told him about it, you'd say you and I
have to
get
this done today.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say the job is for
Joe and me.
Mm-hmm. And or if you want to say something else, how could you say that? It's for both.
Both of us are going to.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. If two friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say
he and I are going over to the
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. guy's house.
Mm-hmm. And if you knock at the door and they say who's there, and maybe they know your voice, so you say it is
I.
Mm-hmm. And say you're comparing how tall you are, you might say she's not as tall as
me.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, again, so you're comparing how tall you are, you might say I'm not as tall
as he.
Mm-hmm. Or say you're comparing how well you can do something, you might say he can do it better than. Mm-hmm. And say if a man's been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is he could go.
It's all he could.
Mm-hmm. And
he's gone his limit.
Mm-hmm, yeah. If something belongs to me, then you'd say it's
mine.
Mm-hmm. Or if it was mine, you'd say it's
his.
Mm-hmm. And if it will belong to several of us, it's
ours.
Mm-hmm. And say people have been to visit you and they're about to leave, you might say, what would you say to them? you really enjoyed their visit, you'd say,
I'm going to come back again.
Mm-hmm. And what if it's just one person? Just say the same thing?
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.